It feels so good to be back! Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Oh, let's take a drink from our Side Project mugs. Ah, God, it tastes like glory, success, sexualization. If you haven't got your Side Project merch, it's on the Side Project merch store right now. You can get the Run It Up mugs and tees and everything that's up there. You can get the Project Park merchandise that's up there right now, collaboration with Imposter Cosplay, four-time guest and previous cosplay of the week, as well as the Project Things merch. You got the mugs up there. You got the tees up there. Actually, I got to take this off so I can show you guys a little bit more. We got the Project Things tees and sweaters. I think I got a sweater up there. I don't know if I got any hats. I know I got a mug, obviously, because it's sitting fucking right here. But yeah, the Project Things tee and everything with the, in case you didn't know, with the Side Project logo right there on the sleeve, just in case the project didn't get the message across, you can show somebody, no, look, it's from that amazing fucking podcast, the one with all the cosplay shit. It's awesome. I love it. Right there on my arm, on my bicep. It's bulging, so it bulges. Every time you flex, it pulsates. Makes you really, it really gets the message across when you start flexing when you're wearing one of these. It's also, I think there's like a Netflix show or something that copied us. I have no idea. But also the absolutely awesome merch, blocking it, absolutely awesome merch. Because if you're absolutely awesome and you tune into the show, then you're going to want to rock it. But anyway, I said it feels so good to be back because I've been doing the convention grind lately. It's been absolutely amazing. Don't get me wrong when I say it's been exhausting, because it has been exhausting. Been in Vegas, been in Riverside, been back to back, and it's been exhausting, man, but it feels good to be back. It's always weird coming from like a con, doing my con shit, and then coming back into the studio and doing like a studio episode, because when I'm doing the con stuff, I'm in con mode, you know what I mean? And I was in con mode for like 2-3 months straight, doing promos, then doing the actual convention and doing panels. And when I do like the celebrity panels and shit, it's kind of like a little bit, it's still chaotic. If there's anybody out there that's been to them, it's still like, it's still bringing that Chazzy energy and that Side Project energy to the conventions and everything, but it's a little dialed back, just a little bit, because we're dealing with the celebrities. We want to give them a, you know, good interview and everything. So I dial it back just a little bit. So when I come back into the studio, I gotta get back into the groove of things, man. But anyway, enough about me. Let's get into the bread and the butter of this episode, because we're going to be joined by not one, but two guests at the same time. And no, it's not some like weird P-Hub fantasy situation. Calm down. All right, relax. You gotta pay me for that. My guests this week have both been previous cosplays of the week here on the show. My guests this week are both killing it in the cosplay community, whether it be solo, as a duo, or many of the collaborative shots that they partake in. One has a knack for bringing Jason Todd's Red Hood to life in a way that stands up amongst the greats in cosplay, because he is one of the many greats within cosplay and stands up to its comic and animated counterparts alike. He has a Scorpion cosplay as well that I wish he posted more of, because it's out of this realm, the Nether Realm. And then my other guest is another cosplayer who has become quite synonymous with one of his cosplays, bringing Robin to life in a way that should be talked about more in this community, as he stands amongst the giants. No stranger to DC and Marvel cosplays, ranging from said Robin to the likes of Wolverine, Moon Knight, and so many more. Ladies and gentlemen, going by RLHNYC and Jose JC 007. It's another long time coming, so let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Raymond and Jose. How you guys doing, man?
That was the best intro I've ever had.
Hey, I fucked it up a little bit, man, but it's that transition from the con to into the studio, you know what I mean?
I feel it, man.
How you guys doing, man?
It's so great to finally be on this.
Oh, it's been a long time coming, dude.
How long? That's the motif of this whole year, long time
yes,
coming.
Yes, exactly, man. Long time coming with everything that I've been doing. I'm glad to have you guys here, dude. Like you said, like I said, long time coming. We have been talking about this, you and I, Ray. Like, we've been talking about this for a while, like trying to get this scheduled and everything. And I had tried to get you guys both. I tried to get Raymond on before, like a long time ago, and then it didn't work out. And then I tried to get both of you on, what was it, like a couple months ago? Right?
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
You
we
guys had like,
convention.
Yeah. Which one did you, which one was that again that you went to?
I think it was C2E2. Like we yeah. were going to Chicago and you wanted to yeah. do like an interview with us. And we're like, oh man, we can't, we're flying out to Chicago for C2E2.
Oh yeah. my God.
Yeah, that was, I think it was like the day before I hit you guys up. You guys were leaving the next day or something, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Didn't you guys come back from a convention recently too? One of you or both of you or no? Did you do anything else?
Probably me. I went to Brooklyn Comic Con.
That's what it was.
Last weekend, yeah.
Yeah, that's what. How was that, man?
It was a lot of fun. It's one of those smaller conventions, mm-hmm. but to me, big, small, or medium, I'm just there for like the cosplayers and friends.
Yeah,
you know that are there.
Yeah, definitely. I seen a lot of people went out there. Shout out to my boys at Combat and the Grid and everything too. You know, yeah. I seen them out there. I seen previous Cosplay of the Week Team Awesome out there. Renzo, I don't know if you guys know him or not. Like a lot of people out there, man. All my Brooklynites, man. I love it out there, dude. You guys going to any other cons throughout the rest of this year?
Every weekend has been like a new con.
I know.
And I've been going to con. I'm tired, honestly.
Tell me about it, dude.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next con for me will be, I don't know, because for Eternal Con, that's what I'm going to. That's going to start in the beginning of July.
Yeah.
Jose, here, you explain your situation.
Well, I got this new job. So, you know, trying to call days off is a little,
Yeah. Yeah. You just started, so you got to
gotta
be there for a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that means I got to be soloing by myself for a bit.
You guys, I know one of the next big ones is Dragon Con. You guys going to that or no?
No, unfortunately not. We have to skip out on this guy. He might go, though.
Yeah? Fuck it, man. Yeah. I haven't said anything publicly yet, and I don't want to say too much, but I've been working on something. I'm trying to get out there as well. But if the thing I'm working on doesn't work out, I'm still going to try to get out there just to go out to have some fun. So fucking hopefully, Jose, you can make it, man. We'll hang out, dude. You know what I mean? Dude,
all I can say is stay hydrated, man. It's a big, huge party con. And
I know.
I was done after 2 days. I was like, I want to go home now. I'm tired.
I know, man. I got to tell you guys, like, see, not all the cons. I go to cons just for fun as well. And then I go to cons just to get, like, videos of cosplayers and stuff and do my own thing. But lately, I've been working a lot of the cons, like, doing panels and hosting and cosplay contests and hosting them and shit like that. So working them is a whole other animal too, man. And I got to tell you guys, like, doing it for all the ones that I've been working has only been 2 days. And some of them I even hosted the after party. So it was like, I was up at like 7 a.m. and then working all day and then get a little bit of a break, go back, whether it's near my house or a hotel room, whatever, shower, chill for a moment, eat. And then I got to go host the after party till like, you know, 12 to 2 a.m. depending on which one, you know what I mean? And
damn,
so
no breaks,
like,
huh?
No breaks, dude, no breaks. So it's fucking insane. So I kind of feel like the cosplayers, you guys are in suit in a sense and running around and doing shit. People are taking pictures, you're posing all day. It probably gets exhausting. So doing different things, but I feel you on the exhaustion level. You know what I mean? Like it gets tiring. But Dragon Con, what is that shit, like 24 hours, 5 days? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it's 5 days. It's Thursday to Monday. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm exhausted with 2 days, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't know how these other guys do it, man. Like, man, the minute I wake up, drinking already.
No, bro, I can't do that. I can't do that, bro.
It's ridiculous. It's like, bro, like...
Bro, I don't even drink that much. I'm kind of a lightweight to begin with. I probably shouldn't say that publicly now at Dragon Con. Everyone's going to be like, yo, bro, here, bro, drink it up. I'm going to be fucked up at Dragon Con, dude. But no, I mean, I'm kind of a lightweight, man. But hey, whiskey's my go-to if anybody wants to buy me a couple, you know what I mean? But it's like, I'm not like a big drinker. So like, if I do drink, it's like... towards the end of the night when I've got like nothing else going on and I can't pound them back and then wake up the next day and just do it again. Like that's not me, bro. You know what I mean? I don't know how
people
do it,
man. I'm jealous of those people, bro.
That are just like, fuck yeah, 24/7. I can't do it, dude.
Man, last Jared Carr, I threw up. I was like, oh.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still have the photo. If I can listen to my phone, I have the photo.
Oh, bro. You gotta send it to me so I can put it on the screen and editing, dude.
All you see is me holding a wall and Whitney, W-Dub, is like patting my back. And she's like, there. I'm here like dying, like, oh my God.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
I chug like one and a half, like those rum buckets.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, yeah, I chug one and a half of those and I took like shots in between and I was like, you know what? This is it. This is my limit. I'm not doing this. I'm not drinking no more.
God, please, no.
Yo, Jose, I got to ask you a question, man. A little birdie told me a little story about, like, you just be walking around with peppers in your pocket, man. What's the deal with that, bro?
Oh, look, I know who told you. I know who told you, too. I know who told you.
What's going on with that, bro?
1,000%, brother, for my neighbor. I hop the fence, take some peppers, and hand them out.
You just the pepper, dude. Some people be taking out baggies and stuff and everything, be like, don't trip. I got that shit. And it's like, full-blown peppers, bro. What kind of peppers, man?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Some spicy shit, bro.
You don't even know. You just be pulling them out. You just grab it up. That's hilarious,
hey,
bro.
Hey, they be coming in clutch, bro. When you're tired, like, yo, Jose, let me get some. I just say, wide awake.
Hey. All right, well, I know who to go to when I need a pick-me-up at Dragon Con. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. Say less.
Man, dude, you know, the majority of the people that are tuning into this show, man, they probably know who you guys are, you know, with all your amazing cosplays in it, everything between the two of you, such as Raymond here predominantly cosplaying as Red Hood. And let's take a look at this phenomenal shot with the blurred city in the background, city skyline and everything, captured beautifully by Robbie Bullion. Is that how you say it? Robbie Bullion?
I think so, yeah.
Right? RobbieBullion.arw on Instagram. From head to toe, man, this pops. Glowing eyes, menacing, chest popping out like a gorilla, ready to pound on it. Clips that look like they could take down a full-grown rhino. I don't know what's going on, man. Crazy over there going on your belt, bro. Then Jose, city skyline shot in the same vein, same photog, clean as ever. Robin perched up like, well, I guess like a robin in the night, you know what I mean? But it's not Red Robin. Yum. White contacts, bow staff in the back, black cape with the yellow on the inside, R on the chest, looking off into the distance to see what's next to tackle in Gotham City, man. And amongst your time spent creating all this amazing cosplay content, man, you guys have many collaborations together as well, which we'll highlight a few in a moment here. But let's start off with let's let everybody get to know you guys a little bit, man, because maybe there's some people tuning in who don't know who you guys are. Maybe there's some people tuning in who would like to know more about you and haven't gotten that from like Instagram or maybe in person or anything. So, I mean, Raymond, let's start off with you, man. Like getting into cosplay, when did this journey start? Like, how did it all begin and why?
So I started going to New York Comic Con back in 2015. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always heard about Comic Cons. New York Comic Con is the main one in New York City. And so I attended back in 2015. And when I went, totally blew my mind because you see all these people in costumes, you know, walking around. And I'm like, what is this? Like, this is so, I mean, I know what it is. You know, every Halloween, everyone dresses up as their favorite, characters or whatever.
Yeah.
But for a non-Halloween day, I'm like, why does everyone look so good? So 2015, my official cosplay in the cosplay community is Kirito from Sword Art Online. I bought the foam sword. I bought the black trench coat that they, you know, that the vendors will sell. And I bought it. I wore the next day. And everyone just kept asking for photos and photos. And I'm just like, it's an addicting feeling, you know? Yeah, when you get your photos taken by somebody, and you're like, yeah, I got you. Boom. Pose.
And makes you feel like the person that you're cosplaying as for real, right?
Especially if you're someone's favorite character. You're like, oh my God, I love this character so much. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, 2015 to even to today, I've been going to New York Comic Con consistently every year. I miss a few days, but I still be there on the day of.
Yeah.
And back in 2019, I dragged this guy right here. I dragged this guy, Jose, because, you know, Jose and I was like, yo, we have something in common. We should go together as a group. We used to have a friend group. I'm not going to get into that. But we used to have a friend group that we went. And then, you know, after 2019, me and Jose has been going to cons like crazy.
Yeah, man. And you mentioned that you predominantly cosplay as Red Hood. It's not the only thing that you do, but you predominantly cosplay as Red Hood. But you mentioned that Red Hood wasn't your first cosplay. So I'm curious, when did you start cosplaying as Red Hood? And then how did it turn into a focus on Red Hood and why? Like, what about Red Hood draws you in so much?
Just like any other Red Hood cosplayer, their love comes from the comics or from the movie Batman Under the Red Hood. That's where my love came from. So, classic. I was like, I want to cosplay Red Hood. He's so cool looking. And this is before, these are my beginning years. You know, you know, every Red cosplayer, you know, what can I get? What can I buy? What can I make to become the characters? You know, Etsy, you know, just looking up Amazon for helmets, you know, hitting up Red Hood cosplayers to see if they're selling their old stuff so you can rock their stuff. And that's what I pretty much did. But and then I started going as Red Hood for New York Comic Con back in 2018. And that was my first look. With the mask, everybody knows the Red Hood outlaw look, right? The red vest with the sword, So that was my first look, and then, from then on, I was like, next year I'm gonna go harder. Next year I'm gonna go bigger, and so that's when I started following all these Red Hood cosplayers, like Jordan J cosplay, Nerdfit, the King, Joey Red Hood.
Yeah, yeah.
And yep. I was like, oh, I want to be one of the greats. I want to be one of the greats too. So, you know, I started doing my research, studying, you know.
That's true out, though. Yeah, yeah.
Busting out racks and stuff. Because this helmet alone, like, depending on who you get it, you can get this for like almost $300.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous how much these go for.
Yeah, they stack up, man. They could stack up depending on. And then you get multiple versions, such as you have multiple versions. You have the one that's cracked as well with the eyes showing. I always see you talking about how like this one, that's one of your favorites, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
it's one of my favorites because I can see and breathe out of it.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. Exactly.
I could wear it for a long amount of time, but the thing is the LED eyes will get foggy because I'm just breathing. So with the hole, with the crack, I can breathe and I can see properly.
Yeah, it lets a little bit more airflow in, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Hell yeah, man. So, I mean, same for you, Jose. Like, how did you get into this community, this craft, and like, why?
Well,
I indoctrinated him.
Listen. I'm going to spill the beans right now. I have been to Comic-Con before Ray.
Oh, shit.
In my high school. Yeah. But I didn't know much about it, honestly. Yeah. And I didn't see that many cosplayers because it wasn't a big boom back then.
Yeah.
I went around my freshman year of high school. That was like, what, maybe 2012, a little far further back or forward. I don't remember that much. But I went there and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. Never went again. Then this guy right here, you know, RLH.
Yeah.
He said, yo, Jose, come with me. You know, get a cosplay. So, right. And then, like, I'm like, yo, I don't want to spend so much money on a cosplay, bro.
Yeah.
He said, okay, so do Red X. I'm like, okay, sure. So I go in, what is the Sentai Zone typing in Red X cosplay? I'm like, ooh, that looks good. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me buy that. Boop. I ordered it. I put it on. I'm like, shit, it feels good, bro.
Hell yeah, right?
Okay. Now let me do something else. I need a cape. I went to buy fabric. I made my own cape. That was pretty easy, you know? So I'm like, okay, what else? Mask. I need his mask. Mm-hmm. Raymond recommended me Villainous Prop Shop. Yes,
shout out to them.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
They are amazing, man. I don't know. Actually, let me show you real quick. Give me a second.
Yeah. No, hell yeah, get it. This is where you put like the Jeopardy music. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. This was for my first ever cosplay. You see?
Oh, nice, bro.
Oh, yeah. I love the OG, bro.
That's dope that you still have it, man. It's got those memories connected to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, brother, I'm bringing it back. In a whole new way.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's gonna be so much better, bro. Oh, I don't want to spill too much. But
hell yeah.
Honestly, bro, long story short, Ray was the one that got me into cosplay, and I love it ever since.
Hell yeah, man.
Not only because of the, you know, low-key, the attention. Yeah, I like people taking my photos and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not gonna
it makes
lie.
You feel good. Yeah. How could you not? Yeah, exactly.
But, like, putting on the gear and walking around like that character for the day or two or whatever. Dude. It feels
that feeling
good, man.
It gives you, right? Yeah.
Oh,
you
my walk, gosh. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine. You also have like a little bit more of a focus on Robin, which is Tim Drake's iteration, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like what drew your attention to Tim Drake or even just Robin in general? Like why'd you kind of have a focus on that?
I needed something different as well too. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, my boy recommended me.
Yeah.
This is
always
funny
through
story.
Me. It's always through me.
Because here's the thing. That Robin outfit that I have was first belonged to Joey.
Yeah, Joey Red Hood, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Previous guest, previous cosplayer of the week. Yeah, he told the story a little bit on that episode. Yeah, it was either off camera or on camera. I don't remember, but.
got you. But then he gave it to Dom Charlin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Ray bought it off of him.
Because I wanted to do Robin. I was like, I want to do Robin.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went over to Ray's house. I said, yo, can I try that on? Ray's like, F you, Jose. It looks better on you than me. You want it? I'm like, sure, how much? It was like $400, right? I bought it for?
Yeah.
Oh, I bought it for a steal, my guy.
You're my boy.
Just running around getting deals, man. Running around getting deals, dude.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And it came together beautifully, though, dude. You rock it, man. You know,
this is why I never let him wear my red hood, because I know it's going to look good on him, and I'm like, I'm not going to wear this anymore.
Nah, but you guys make a good duo when you're doing, like, the collaborative shots and everything. You know what I mean? Oh. Red Hood, Robin, and all the stuff that you guys are able to do. It's awesome, man. And you guys have taken, like, a bunch of amazing shots over time. Once again, whether that be you know, solo shots, or like I said, you two together, or even group shots, such as Raymond, you have these like awesome shots with like the red in the background, one close up with the gun, which is a prop gun. I feel like I'm gonna have to start specifying that for YouTube and social media these days. They start hitting me, you know, I don't want them to have a meltdown. And then Jose, you've got these shots by just JoJo Photography with like the lights in the background, the light strips in the background, or whatever they're called, you know, Robin with the bow staff in the front and everything. And then same location at FD Photo Studio holds moments captured of the two of you in these awesome shots here. Red Hood in the back, guns blazing, Robin in that superhero-esque kind of pose. You know, you guys are looking at someone, at a villain or at your targets maybe, ready to take on whatever's to come. You know what I mean? I love it, man. It looks absolutely awesome. From city skylines to studio shots, underground garages used as scenery, and so much more. Like, what's something that you guys haven't done yet that you want to do, that you want to portray? Like, is there a shot out there, a recreation maybe, such as like Raymond with the guns pointed? That's actually a recreation from a comic strip. Like, is there something you've always wanted to do photography-wise that you haven't done yet?
A full Bat Family on the rooftop of New York City.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. Who do you want? You say full Bat Family, so literally everyone?
Batman, Robin, you know, all the Robins, even the female Robins.
Multiple Robins, dude.
We'll get Selena Kyle. We'll get Alfred. I want Alfred too.
Oh shit, Alfred! Alfred's out the Batcave, man.
Alfred with the shoddy, bro. we get Batwing. We got Signal. I don't know. I just want like a big group of like.
Hell yeah, man! You got family, you got the man. Bat Signal going, and Gordon in the background. How hell sick would yeah, that bro. Be, too, oh, bro?
Like hell yeah, hire man! Hire some NYPD. Nah.
Just going all out, bro.
But
hell
that's
yeah.
My dream. That's my dream. That's like one of my dream photo shoots that I want to do.
Yeah.
It's very hard because you got to like coordinate with other cosplayers like to come through. Yeah. And one day we'll get there.
Hell yeah, man. Jose, what about you, man? You got something you've always wanted to tackle?
I want to do a lot more action shots, you know?
Nice. Yeah.
Like it's sometimes like we save it towards the end, but then we don't have time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We don't have time to do it. Like I want a day and a moment that I really save to do action shots. Like hell with yeah. both my like my Robo Wolverine and Robin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And now, bro, since I've been, you know, rocking my Wolverine, I want to do a full X-Men shot now, bro.
Oh, like, hell yes, man.
It's been itching me, bro, a lot.
Yeah, dude.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, I would kill to see that, dude, because I'm a giant X-Men fan, dude. Specifically, Wolverine was always my number one, man. But hell yeah, dude. Man. You know, something I've always wanted to see. Shout out to EMG Cosplays. He does an amazing Iceman. He does a lot of, like, body paint stuff and, like, makes it look real dope.
Ooh, okay.
And I think he does like a Silver Surfer as well. And he does like a lot of different things. But man, like I've always wanted to see like a really cool like action shot of just some of my favorites, just because I'm biased and I just want to see my favorites, you know what I mean? But like I want to see like Wolverine, I want Iceman to be there and like some crazy cool shot and like Iceman's throwing ice out and everything, you know what I mean? Like I want some like crazy like Wins 1998 style shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Bro, now that you mentioned that, I want to do that shot with Colossus and Wolverine.
Oh,
it could be
yes.
CGI, it's fucking whatever. I don't care. Somebody
yes,
just holding
dude.
Me on their arm, bro.
Just like tossing you and shit, dude. Do that one, bro. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Oh my God.
That'd be sick, man. That'd be sick. Which, like, speaking of the collaborations and everything, man, between the two of you, you guys have awesome collaborations with a lot of different people, man. People that I personally know, people that have been previous guests or cosplays of the week here, as well as people that I don't know and I admire their creativity from a distance. A couple of my standouts being Jose with previous guest and cosplay of the week, Bradman Cosplay, with the lights in the background again. And everything, and he's all posted up like this with you. You know what I mean? Kind of side to side, side by side, a little back to back, kind of with T Nguyen on the photo there, or your Wolverine cosplay with previous guest and cosplay of the week, Foggy Knight. That one's absolutely awesome as well. Foggy is Gambit, Brian Cox Photography with the shot, and you got your Gambit holding the card with the effects going on there. I love it, dude. It's looking amazing. And then your Wolverine, like kind of battle worn on the helmet and everything. I love that, dude. Or Raymond with these sick edit style posts with, such as I mentioned just a moment ago. The phenomenal Wins 1998 of you and Bradman once again, and it is like an action shot, guns blazing, dude. You see the bullet going and everything. I love it, dude.
I'm proud of that shot.
Yeah, that one. That one's amazing, man. Alongside the Yamasaki, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, PHR edit of you and the amazing previous cosplay of the week, Paper Moon cosplay. This one's phenomenal as well. The moon in the background, you guys up up on the, oh man, what are those things called? The things gargoyles. That you're standing on? The gargoyles, there we go. You know what I mean? Standing on them, she's down, kneeling down, bats in the background. It's just, it's perfect, man. But you guys also have, with both of you, these shots, a couple shots actually, but the ones that I'm talking about specifically at FD Photo Studio with Soggy Witch and Do You Even Cosplay. Shout out to Do You Even Cosplay. Lights in the background, actual rain falling from the sky, or maybe rather I should say like water falling from the ceiling. Like, what's the deal with that studio, man? Those shots, that collaboration, that rain room. Like, how did that all come together? What's the whole story? Like, just give us all the details about that.
So, as you can see, I'm the one. I'm usually the main guy that tried to get these shoots.
Put it all together.
So when I found out Do You Even Cosplay were going to C2E2, I was like, yo, we got to collab. We got to do like a shoot together. And we basically have all the Bat family members. I've got them nice, Batgirl, Robin, Red Hood, and then Nightwing. So I'm like, all right. And he was down for it. And so the hardest part was trying to find a photographer in Chicago because I didn't know as many people in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so through Shady Hayes, she has a photographer by T-Wing.
Yeah.
And I saw her work and I was like, you know what? I love the way she shoots. And she's going to be at C2E2. Mm-hmm. So I hit her up and she recommended that we should shoot at an FD studio in Chicago, which they have one there, and do like a rain room. And I was like, you know what? I'm down. I've seen people shooting at rain rooms and I was like, I want to do that too. So that's what we did. We got together. I hit up Brad too. Brad was also there too.
Yeah. You guys have a couple shots that were that same day, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, I was like, I want to do some Gotham Knights shoes, some Bat Family shoot. And we just got together and we started shooting some stuff together.
That's so cool. Dude, you guys did that during the con, or was it like before or after the con?
It was after the con because I think we left a bit early. We left around like 3-4 o'clock because we had an appointment to keep. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, let me tell you, man, Uber and Lyft is so terrible. We got there like half an hour late and we had an hour and a half to like take photos.
To pull all that off?
Yeah.
Damn, so you guys pulled it off too.
T-Noy, she's the VIP because she was like, all right, let's do this.
Knocking it out, dude. Yeah, hell yeah. I love it. I love when we're working with those photographers that know what they're doing and they're just like quick and shit. Cause I do a lot of videography for cosplayers and everything too. So I know what you guys mean. That's why I'm like, damn, you guys knocked it out an hour and a half. Because there's sometimes where I'll be at shoots and stuff doing videos, and then the photographer obviously will be doing photos and everything. We'll be like 4 hours in. And it's like we haven't even got like halfway into like the stuff that we wanted to get. And sometimes we'll have to like reschedule it for like another day. I haven't attended any that have been in a studio. So everything we've always done has always been on our own dime, our own clock. You know what I mean? Just our own schedules. But there's still times where, you know, people gotta leave. You know what I mean? They gotta leave before others. So it's like, ah, damn, we didn't get to get all these shots in. So I know what that's like. So it's cool that you had a photographer though with such a short amount of time to be able to pull all that shit together, because you guys did, man. It looks phenomenal. Like, there's this one video. I'll try to screen grab it or something and put it on the screen, hopefully. Where like you did like a, I think it's like a montage kind of like all you guys and like the rain is falling. And at first, when I first saw it, I thought maybe it was just like an effect, like a video effect. But then I looked closer and you could see the rain, like the water drops on the suits and everything. And I was like, fucking, that's awesome, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool as hell. So like, how was that all set up? I've never been in a rain room before. I know like idea wise how they work, but I mean, what's it like really like in that room? Is it like straight out falling from the ceiling, or is it like behind you?
No, so it's like a circle like with two rings, and that's where rain comes out. And there's a spot in the middle of the studio. So so the lights are right here, right? The X lights are right here. And this is the area, the opening area for the rain to come down.
Nice.
And so there's a center area that you can stand where if you don't want to get hit by the rain too much, you can stand right in the middle and you would just see water falling. But if you want the water to hit you, you just gotta stand a bit out close to the rings, and the rain will hit you.
That's cool. So can you guys control like the water level or anything like that? Does it have like different speeds that it could fall at, or like areas, or is it just all like one thing?
I think it's just one thing. Because when we were using it, I seen Teen Wing just like, I think she just flicked the button or press a button and it just came down.
Oh, okay. I was just curious, like if you could like do different things with it to get like different shots, you know what I'm saying? Like, have it
I'm pretty sure you could, but you gotta be creative with that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah. Those shots came together, like really cool, man. They're one of my favorites as well. Out of all of your like collaborations between the both of you, those that have been mentioned and those that have not, man, they're all top notch, dude. And I love to see everybody coming together, man. And always like hopefully building great relationships, you know, forging relationships through the process of collaborating. It's such an awesome thing to always see from the outside. And then also when I am a part of things as well, doing videos, like it's awesome. So let's play matchmaker real quick. Is there anyone out there that you guys would love to collaborate with that you haven't?
Basically, majority of the mutuals I have on the West Coast, like Jake the Nice Guy, Nomadic Captain. I'm trying to remember all the names.
I know I put you on the spot. So
Dark Matter Costs.
Yes, right.
Just a bunch, man. Because I feel like I got the majority of people I want to shoot with on the East Coast.
Right.
But I really want to hit the West Coast and, you know, do collabs, do photos, and stuff, you know, like do like in person, like photos, not just like edit us together.
Not editing together. Do something really cool in person.
Man, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Unfortunately, I'm like this with Ray. We're hella tight together. So everybody that he wants to see, I want to see too. But there are two guys that Ray didn't mention that I do want to mention. Mm-hmm. Cosplay Will. Oh my God.
Yeah, shout out to Cosplay Will.
He's one of the first people I knew in the cosplay community. And also, this guy, I'm not sure if you know him, but my guy looks like Nightwing, basically. Jovan? Ooh.
No, I don't think I do.
Jovan.
Yeah. There we go, Jovan.
Fuck, it sounds familiar. I'd probably have to see.
He's from, I think he's based in Arizona.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yo, okay. When he does Nightwing, he does it pretty good, man. Like, I'm
oh,
like,
shit.
My man looked right out of the comic book, bro. Like, 100%.
Hell yeah, man.
We're always down to do collabs. Like, that's literally one of my... So we're planning on going to WonderCon next year because, you know, everyone's like, go to WonderCon.
Bro, that's like 15 minutes from my house, bro.
Oh, look at that. We can shoot there. Go to your place for in-person
Exactly, dude. There's a lot of people that are going... Paper Moon's going to WonderCon as well. I told her we got to get some video stuff in and hang out and do everything. So like, man, if you guys come too, bro, it's going to be a good time, man. And everybody goes, man. Caleb Weeks goes. My boy Raymond goes as well. I don't know if you guys seen him waving. Oh, man, I always forget how to pronounce his last name. I'm sorry, Raymond. But Raymond, I think it's Wayland. I don't know if you guys seen him. Amazing Robin and stuff. Amazing Spider-Man. Like all them dudes always go. We always get like really cool like videos and stuff. So, man, if you guys go, whoo. We're gonna kill it, man. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time, dude.
I just have one thing. Make me look tall in those videos.
I'll do my best, bro. But man, I want to
don't put me next to Caleb.
I know, right? Motherfucker's huge, dude. He's tall as shit, man. And he's all fit and slender and shit too. It's like, goddamn, bro. Oh man, I got so much more stuff that I want to talk to you guys about. But before we get into that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week! And this week's Cosplay of the Week is another long time coming, and it's none other than Spin-Dude on Instagram. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about ring, ring, ring. When I think of Spin-Dude, I think of Sonic. You know what I mean? I have no idea if that has anything to do with Sonic the Hedgehog, but I want to make the Sonic the Hedgehog sound effect anyway as I'm throwing it up on the screen now. And look at this, man. Oh, I think it's been quite a long time since I've done a video game cosplay of the week. I'm trying to think, but actually, no, I'm wrong. The last cosplay of the week was a special anime Riverside cosplay of the week, and it featured Eye Candy cosplay, Kitsia Capiz, and Asami-chan cosplay as Bowsette, Bowsette, and Chompette from, you know, Mario and everything. Absolutely awesome. So I forgot about that one. But before that, it's been quite a long time. This is Raziel, right? Is it Raziel? How do you pronounce it again? I'm forgetting. I'm drawing a blank.
Raziel,
right? Yeah, I said it right the first time. From Soul Reaver, the Legacy of Kain series. This is absolutely awesome. This was one of my favorite series growing up. Like, I played this like crazy, man. I think it was on PS... Man, do you guys remember? Was it on PS2? I know it was on Dreamcast as well.
I think it was on
PS. Was it PS1?
PlayStation? Yeah.
I can't remember.
Legacy of Kain on the PlayStation.
I kind of remember like the case that the disc came in and everything. You might be right. I can't remember, but I also know it was on Dreamcast too, I believe. But man, Soul Reaver it's awesome. I don't know if anybody's ever played that game. If you haven't, figure out a way to play it. I know it's on Steam. I can't get it to work on my PC for some reason. It just doesn't fucking work, but I have it. But this is absolutely amazing, man. From head to toe, everything about it, the background as well, from the way that you have the eyes, I don't know what it's called. Like the shit that's covering your mouth and it goes down over your shoulders poncho? And everything. Is it like poncho? A poncho, I guess, would it be? I guess it would be, probably. You know, to the arm weapon and everything. Like, oh God, it's phenomenal, dude. And the caption says, quote, "I swore I saw a glint of satisfaction in Kane's eye when the Soul Reaver was destroyed. I didn't understand the game that Kane was playing, but I knew the finishing move." Absolutely awesome. A quote from the game. Photo is by Tara Brigden. Hopefully I'm pronouncing all these things right. The edit is by Faye Kaniko. Hopefully I'm pronouncing all these things right. The mask and the claws are by Blake.A.Knight. The cowl is by Amazon Mandy. The suit design is by Gunhead Design, mentioned here various times. Boot covers by Judgmental_Unicorn. Feet by Faye Kaniko. And the Soul Reaver blade by Spin Dash Dude himself. This thing is phenomenal, dude. And I'm throwing up another shot, throwing it up on the screen now. This one is equally as amazing. This is a close-up shot that I wanted to highlight and everything. And you see the Soul Reaver blade a little bit. You see the glowing of it a little bit closer up. Phenomenal. I mean, the shot is high quality as shit to start with. It's.justus.photography. Or I said that wrong, but it's.just.us.photography on Instagram. This close-up shot is phenomenal, dude. And it's not covering his mouth and everything, so you see the mask a little bit more with the teeth and everything. Accurate as all hell, dude. From the wraps on the arm and everything, it's just phenomenal, dude. I love it, man. I love everything about this.
I'm obsessed with this cosplay.
Yeah, bro. It's fucking amazing, dude.
When you showed it to me, I was like, bro, someone finding Raziel Justice.
I know,
bro.
Man. Like, this
fucking
thing
awesome.
Is amazing, dude. I love everything about it. And before we get out of here, I want to throw up a third one just to switch it up and show that he does other things as well. And I'm throwing it up on the screen now. And it is of Soldier Boy from The Boys. I can't wait for the next season of The Boys. Are you guys Boys fans? The Boys fans?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, we
watch it. Yes, dude. I love that show, man. This is absolutely awesome. His Soldier Boy cosplay. Photography once again by it's.just.us.photography. And this was day one at MCM London, May 2023. Everything about this is amazing, bro. From the suit and everything. Do let me know. I couldn't find it. Forgive me if it is posted and it's just maybe down on your Instagram a little bit more and I didn't see it. But do let me know, like, where you got the suit, how you got everything, the shield as well, what it's made out of even, or if you made it yourself and what you did, because it's phenomenal, dude. From head to toe, everything about it, literally from head to toe. The boots, I love it. The fabric is amazing on the suit and everything. The shield is I love, like, the battle-wornness of the shield, looking like you've been through some shit before. I mean, even down from the hair and the beard and everything, dude, I mean, top-notch, man. Top-notch, bro. I mean, classic. Kudos to you, brother. Raymond and Jose. We got Raymond and Jose here, RLH NYC and Jose JC 007 on Instagram here as guests this week. Anything you guys want to say before we get out of here? Before we end the cosplay of the week segment?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I do.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking through his page a little bit, and there's another thing that caught my eye a lot, the Link cosplay. Brother,
yes!
I am woo! A huge fan. I
me
am
too.
A huge fan. You know what?
Yes.
Hold on. I got this right here. Let me... Bro.
Bro! Yes!
And it lights up too.
Yes!
Brother. I got you. Look at that.
Woo! Yes, dude.
When
I gotta
it,
get me... Oh, yeah.
I was geeking. I was
yes.
geeking.
I just really love his Raziel cosplay. I'm still obsessed over it. Like, I'm just like, damn. That's
yeah.
so... That's so, and I think he has the Soul Reaver sword too. Like
yeah.
the sword itself. I'm just like, bro,
yeah.
I need to fly out to London to meet this guy.
Yeah, man, he did it justice.
He killed it. That's all I have to say, man.
Yeah, 100%. If you guys aren't following Spin Dash Dude, spelled exactly how it sounds on Instagram, go follow him right now. Spin Dash Dude on Instagram, because Spin Dash, your Soldier Boy Raziel cosplay of the week for me, Raymond and Jose, is amazing. Man, while I got you guys here, let's take a break from talking about you guys real quick. And I want to ask you guys something, man. This is something that I think I've asked a few guests that have been here. I know I talked about it, I think, with like Joey Redhood a little bit here and there, a few different things, but I want to bring it back. I want to talk with guys that are big superhero fans as well. a little bit about the MCU and the DCU. Like, you're clearly superhero fans. We all love to watch these things in live action. We enjoy these movies, some more than others. And it's been widely discussed for a decent amount of time now. Like, and obviously everyone's entitled to their own opinion, so if you disagree with anything, it's fine. But it's been seen more lately than before. Not as positive as once before type of comments about both the MCU and DCU, especially with the MCU lately, because Marvel lately, many have been saying that it's just not hitting the mark like it used to, you know? What are your guys' take on, like, the direction lately with superhero films as a whole? Like, do you think that we're at a moment where it's not as intriguing as it used to be? Like, do you guys align with a lot of people that are saying things are becoming too comedy driven, too cheesy, and they're lacking what they once did, that feeling they used to give you? Like, where do you stand as a whole? Like, with superhero movies? You
we
think
need,
so?
We need a break. We need a good break.
Is it too much? Is oversaturated now?
Oh, every year is like another, I love Marvel movies as much as the next person. But it's just, as you said before, it's not hitting. Like, if you already know, the expectations are, like, right there. Like, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And honestly, we do need a break. Like, we just need a break. That's it. Like, I need a 2-year break. And then, you know, what's that saying? You don't know what you missed until
what
it's
gone.
What
you got until it's gone. Yeah.
So I feel like once we have that 2-year break, then when we have another Marvel movie, then I'm like, oh, now I remember why I'm in love with the MCU or DCU or whatever.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. Maybe we need a little bit more time in between. They kind of taken, I feel like they're kind of understanding that, and they're like breaking things up a little bit, but it's still maybe not enough. You know what I mean? But like, Marvel has started spreading some things out a little bit, making some of their series less. Like, I know Secret Invasion's coming up, and that's only like 6 episodes. But then you got something like Daredevil that's coming later in the year, I believe, if it still is coming later this year. And that's gonna be like 18 episodes. And that's like really hyped up. Everybody wants to see that. Hopefully they do it justice. But that's got me really worried, because they already kind of put out a statement. I don't know if you guys saw that. I forgot who said it. I don't know if it was the showrunner for Daredevil for Born Again, but somebody said, we've already seen the, like, and I'm paraphrasing here, so it's not an exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, like, we've already seen the dark side of Daredevil, the gory side of Daredevil, so we're going to explore something different. What do you, Daredevil, like.
What is there to explore?
I think now, like, with a lot of movies, it's like, okay, let's say, like, for a bodybuilder, right? They eat chicken and rice. It's the same thing. You know how they taste like. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing different.
Nothing different. Yeah. But, like I say, what they did with Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which I like. Mm-hmm. They add a little, you know, seasoning on that, which made it different, you know? Yeah. Also with, the animated movie. Come on.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That was amazing. That was freaking amazing.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. And a lot of these animated films are doing way better than the live action. You know what I mean? A lot of them are doing it, which has kind of like always, in a sense, been a thing, because they've got more room to play with the fantasy elements, in a sense, than live action. But I mean, you take things like Spider-Verse and everything, the animation, and you take things like a lot of the DC animated movies, and it's not, in my personal opinion, it's actually not that hard to apply a lot of those animated elements to live action. Like, you can do it. You can do it, and you can do it right. And I just feel like they're not taking chances anymore either. I feel like these movies, these filmmakers are playing it. And I don't know if it's exactly the filmmakers. Some of it could be, but I feel like a lot of it is also like the studio executives, you know, the producers and the heads. But like, they're not taking as many chances anymore. They're playing things real safe. They're trying to please certain crowds only. And they're throwing in a lot of comedy for quick laughs. And it's not every movie needs it. Like me, and I know I'm going to hurt some people because I know this one's like pretty divided, but I hated Love and Thunder, man. I didn't like Thor Love and Thunder. And it's crazy to see that Chris Hemsworth didn't like it either himself. he kind of played it safe in the way that he worded it, but he just said that Thor needed to be different is what he said. It needed to be different, and it needs something different. I think he wanted it to be a little bit more serious toned. And I agree. I want to see that more serious tone. And maybe I'm biased because I love the first, like, what was it, like 11 or 12 years of Marvel, if we're talking about Marvel. Mm-hmm. The Marvel movies, like the Iron Man movies, the first Avengers, you know, bringing in Spider-Man for the first time and seeing all these things come together, the Captain America movies, Winter Soldier. I miss those feelings that Marvel movies right. gave me. And again, everybody's entitled to their own opinions if they like things, because I'm also an advocate for not liking Multiverse of Madness. And I know that's another one that people are like very divided on as well. But I just miss those feelings that the Marvel movies used to give me. I want that. There's nothing wrong with the comedy, and it could still be thrown right. in. Look at Iron Man. Look at the Avengers. They did have mm-hmm. like comedy in them that made you laugh. But I miss that, like, that, like, the stakes are high moments where people are going to definitely lose.
You know why, though? In the beginning, it used to be targeted or towards comic book readers.
I guess so. You're right.
And when everyone else wanted, like, to watch it, they started changing the formula to be more, what's the word?
I know what you're trying to say.
To be more to the general audience.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit more to the general audience.
So now
yeah.
they changed, like, Thor used to be serious. Like, his movies, like, 1, 2, yeah. until, like, 3, it used to be serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the people who were watching Thor, they were like, I don't like this. He's way too serious.
Right,
so that's
right.
why they changed his character to, like, more comedic. I'm like...
I did like Ragnarok, though. Yeah. I liked Ragnarok. I thought that was cool. I just didn't like Love and Thunder. I thought it was too... I feel like, in my personal opinion, Love and Thunder, they tried to duplicate what happened in Ragnarok. And for me, it didn't hit the mark. That's just my personal opinion. What do you guys feel about, like, the current state of the DCU? Like, are you excited for, Brave and Bold? Are you looking forward to them bringing in the Bat family? Because that's confirmed. Obviously, it's going to focus around Damian. But they, you know, Gunn also said that the rest of the Bat family will make an appearance. Who knows exactly who? But, I mean, what are your thoughts on all that? Even with Superman Legacy and anything else you want to bring up?
Go ahead, Jose. Talk your shit.
No, I got one thing to say. No. I'm speaking for the heart. I do not like this at all, because this is going to mess up a lot of things. That Dwayne Johnson wants Black Adam to be an anti-hero.
Hell no.
The Rock is out. It's done.
He ruined it.
It's over.
I don't like that because, like, Shazam needs somebody to fight.
Yes,
and also,
agreed.
Let's say even Superman too, because Black Adam is a tough ass enemy.
Yes, 100%. Right? Yeah,
and making him an anti-hero, it defeats the purpose of.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all. I agree with that. I agree. But Rock is out.
the marketing for Black Adam was so confusing to me, because I'm like, I know Black Adam is a villain, but why are they making him seem like an anti-hero?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's not who he is.
Yeah, and like even the way that it ended and everything, like.
I never watched it.
Well, the way that it ended was like this, like, triumphant end for Black Adam, but it wasn't like a triumphant end like the villain one. It was more like the anti-hero one, but he's also leaning a little bit more towards just being a hero. And like it just like the tone, you know, tonally, like the way the theme that it made you feel. So I agree with that, but like The Rock is out, Black Adam is out, it's done. So if we get another Black Adam, it's going to be something different.
The Rock saw Black Adam, was like, I look like him. I do that character.
Yeah, he was just like, I'll do it. He didn't care about the
person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of like in The Rock's contract that he can't be seen like as the bad guy or like the villain.
It's so
like he can't get hurt too much and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like if he gets punched, he has to like come out triumphant and shit like that. Like it's known things that are in this dude's contract. Like I don't want this to turn into like a shit fest on The Rock, but like I really used to love The Rock, but the many things that are coming out about him from his co-workers as well, like his co-actors and everything, the dude seems like he's gone down a very egotistical route, and I think it's showing with the many things that are happening with him right now that are failing. Like a lot of his stuff is getting canceled, his movies aren't doing good, his series Young Rock, which I actually liked. I don't know if you guys ever watched that or not.
I didn't even know that was a Young Rock.
He's in it, but like, and it's about him and it's about his life and shit, but he's in it, but he's more so in it like present him, I guess you could say, kind of like narrating and telling the story. But the focus is like other actors playing him, his family, and other wrestlers. It's very like wrestling centric, telling that story about him coming up and shit. It's actually intriguing, especially if you were a wrestling fan, and it's comedic as well. But that just got canceled too. So it's everything The Rock is doing is getting canceled or shit on, or coworkers are coming out saying bad things about him. So like, it's like, maybe it's time to switch it up, Rock. You know what I mean? It's time to switch it up, man. Stop ruining, especially our beloved DC shit, man. But we were talking about Marvel stuff. We mentioned Marvel a little bit earlier. You mentioned X-Men and everything as well. So I'm going to talk about some of your Marvel cosplays before we get out of here, man. Jose, you got a few Marvel cosplays that I want to touch on real quick. Your Wolverine, your Mr. Knight, phenomenal dude. I mean, looking absolutely gorgeous. Especially your Mr. Knight is one that I featured as a cosplay of the week. And you know I'm a big Wolverine fan, so I'm not like just pushing your Wolverine to the side. Right. But I featured your cosplay of the week I featured your Mr. Knight as a cosplay of the week. This suit is just amazing, dude. Everything about it, dude. The amazing pattern that you have to it, the white gloves, the headpiece that's actually a helmet with the glowing eyes and everything. I mean, walk us through the process for Mr. Knight, like pulling it together, like who did what you did, if you did anything yourself, where you got it, and like that pattern suit, dude. A beautiful, like detailed touch to that suit, man. Like walk us through Mr. Knight, man.
Bro, you're making me feel some type of way, man. In a good way. Like, you're touching me over here because like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like I love what I did with that suit. Mm-hmm. You know, I was walking around a couple of cons, you know, I'm seeing a couple of Mr. Knights and no disrespect. You know, I know they love the cosplay, but I'm looking at it. I'm like, it's just plain white on white. I need to be different. I need to be different. Right. So I'm like, bet, searching up white suit, right. Going through pages and pages and pages and pages of Google searches. I'm like, nah, don't like it. Don't like it. Then I found the texture one. I'm like, wait a minute. I look through it. I'm like, these look like crescent moons.
Yes.
When you look at it, it's rose petals.
Yes.
But each petal is highlighted on a curve and it looks like crescent moons. I said, yo, let me put this shit on. Like, I'm like, I bet. I got that on, right?
Hell
then,
yeah.
Then about the gloves and the everything and then the pants, everything I bought.
But nice, dude.
What I did make was the batons. They're called the, what are they called again?
Yeah, I don't remember what they're called either. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah,
the
Mr. Nice Sticks. Yeah,
I bought that and I did it myself. Mm-hmm. And also the helmet, the LED lights, all that I did myself.
Oh, nice, dude. But, yeah, that thing is beautiful, man.
Thank you, brother. But I appreciate what you said because from the heart, I love that cosplay and I want to bring it back out again. I do.
Yeah, that was going to actually be my next question. Are you planning to do more shots with it? Like, are you going to do more shit with it or what?
I need to get like a professional shoot with it, bro. 100%.
Yeah.
I need to.
Bro,
the original idea for that Mr. Knight was that I want to do a Marvel cosplay too, because everyone knows me as Red Hood.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to do Marvel. So Moon Knight came out, I was like, I want to do Moon Knight.
Yeah.
And then I convinced, like I bullied like Jose into doing Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, let's do this. I got my Moon Knight cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, this is why I hate buying stuff from online. It didn't fit the way I wanted it to.
Oh no, no.
So I had to sell it.
Yeah.
Right now it's somewhere in Florida, but so I want to do like you know the posters from Moon Knight where it's like it shows Steven Grant and then the character behind him.
Right.
I want to do something like that with Jose because Jose has like that face for like what's his name? Oscar Isaac.
Right.
So with him in the front and then us as Mr. Knight, Moon Knight in the background.
Dude, that would be sick, man.
We'll see. We'll see if I want to do that around here. That suit was expensive. Oh my god.
I bet. Yeah, I bet, man. Jose, you got any other Marvel cosplays that you're planning on doing? Or I know you mentioned you want to do more with your Wolverine and stuff. Like, what's the future of Marvel cosplays look like for you?
So far, all I have maybe work more on my Wolverine. Get some better claws. That ones that look like it's actually attached, like coming
got
out.
Got you. Yeah, yeah.
A better belt. Mm-hmm. The cow I got is pretty decent. I'm not sure if you've seen my new cow. That's it so far. I can't think about anybody else in Marvel as of right now, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Raymond.
And Marvel hates me, bro. There's no costume.
That's what I was gonna say. I swear I thought I saw you talking about a Daredevil cosplay, man. What happened?
The cow didn't fit my head. I have a big ass dome, that's why. Bro, I got so tight. I told Jose, like, yo, I'm about to cry.
Are you gonna try to revisit it and make it happen or nah?
Nah, man. I don't know.
Nah. He's like, nah, man, I gave up, bro. I gave up. Unless some Beetlejuice shit happens and shrinks my head, then we'll do it.
Yeah.
Nah, you what's besides Daredevil, like what is a Marvel cosplay that you've always wanted to do though?
Like Iron Fist, like
nice.
I feel I want to do it. Not the what's his name? The blonde looking guy. I want to do the new Iron Fist one, that more Asian ethnic. So I want to do that version for Marvel because he does Wolverine. I do want to do an X-Men character.
Yeah.
Because he's Wolverine, I've been eyeballing like Cyclops.
Nice, dude.
Like yeah, the balaclava wearing Cyclops.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Man.
But yeah, my focus right now has been a lot of DC because I'm also doing I'm planning to do Grant Wilson. Mm-hmm. Grant Wilson is Deathstroke's son.
Yeah.
So I want to do, what was his name? Jericho. Mm-hmm. That's another cosplay I want to do.
Hell yeah, man.
And I don't know. I've just been, as you said, I'm predominantly Red Hood. And then every year I'll do like a random cosplay.
Yeah, like your Scorpion, dude. I mentioned that in the intro, dude. That thing's fucking phenomenal, man. Why the hell aren't you doing more with that, dude? Especially with MK1 coming. I mean, it's trending right now. You know what I mean? Because everybody's talking about it and the beta's coming up as well. And then that game comes out. I think it's September 13th or 16th. I don't remember. But in September, the new game comes out, man. Are you gonna be doing anything for that?
Probably, we'll see.
You capitalize on it.
I love
me too, bro. Huge Mortal Kombat fan. That's something I've always wanted to do, man. I want to do something with you guys before we get out of here. Let's get into a little segment that I like to call Shotgun Questions. And I did not prep these guys for this. They have no idea what's going on. So this is kind of like a little rapid fire segment. It usually never ends up being that rapid fire. I think only two guests have actually gone rapid fire. So if we go rapid fire, cool. If we have a conversation about it, doesn't matter. Let's just have some fun. So out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, and Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
God. Christian Bale because of the Joker.
Woo! Damn, quick with it, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Raymond, what do you think, man?
I like Keaton's Batman.
Oh, universe. Shit, dude. That's crazy, man. I think you might be the only one to pick him. I think you might be the only one. Trying to think back. You might be the only one, man.
I grew up watching Keaton's Batman movies. Mm-hmm. I've seen like, you know, Christian Bale's Batman, but I never really got into it like that.
You know what? I'm gonna say something. I don't know. I think I've been vocal about it, but it's been like a very, very long time. Oh, people are going to hate me for this, man. I don't think Christian Bale's Batman is that good. Oh, people are going to kill me for this. I'm going to get reamed for this. I'm going to make a clip about this and see how many negative comments I get for that one, dude.
I'll second that too. I like his story, but I just, Batman Begins didn't really like click it for me.
Oh yeah, no, Batman Begins didn't hit the mark for me at all. The Dark Knight did, though. I will say that. And then the third movie, which one was that again? I don't remember right off the top of my head right now. What was the third movie called?
Something Rises.
Dark Knight Rises,
right? Yeah, Rises. Yeah. That one didn't hit it for me as much either. But the one with Joker, that was fucking phenomenal. Oh, maybe it's also that I haven't gone back and watched them either. Maybe I should go back and like watch them and, you know, spend some time with them. But the second one, the middle one's only the real one that like really hit it for me, where I was like, this is fucking, I love this, man. But as a whole, for me, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think I'm picking that series as like my top. You know what I mean? People are going to kill me for that. All right, next one. You can pick two superhero powers to combine. You can choose any two superhero powers to combine, and they're yours. Which two do you choose?
Oh, okay. I got you. Healing factor? Yeah. Right? Yeah, don't come at me.
No, same.
All right.
Honestly, listen, I'm gonna sound like a selfish guy, but super speed. You know why? Make money out of that.
For me, it'll be healing factor and teleportation.
Oh man, you guys both picked some good ones, dude.
Yeah.
You picked some good ones, man.
I'm trying to walk into places.
I just want to think about it and go. All right. If you had to choose only one out of Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, or Tim Drake to appear in the Brave and Bold movie, who do you want to see most and why?
I want to see my boy Jason Todd, bro. He deserves it.
He does, man. I got to tell you.
I'm tired of seeing Dick Grayson all the time, bro.
I'm tired of this fucking Nightwing, man. Jose, right? Who you picking?
Come on. I got to play the guy that I cosplay. Tim, my guy. You know my boy.
You guys staying true. Staying true to the cosplays, man. I like it. All right. And then one outside of the superhero realm, man. If you could time travel to any period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices if you'd like three.
That's a good question.
That is a good question, man.
That's a fun one. Wow, I like time travel.
Yeah, because I don't want to mess up anything.
Medieval times.
Medieval times? Hell yeah, that's a good one. I want to see that too.
Hell yeah. Italian Renaissance for sure.
Nice.
Italian Renaissance. I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed, so.
I was just going to say that. Reminds me of Assassin's Creed. I'm a giant Assassin's Creed fan, too, so.
That one hits the mark.
I got him. I'm trying to show the camera real quick over here. I think you guys can see it, too. Yeah, boom.
And then third, I'll go to the future. I'll go to the future.
Future? See what the future's like? Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Jose, what are you thinking, man?
I got a good one. Yeah. I want to go to prehistoric times. Just to see.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Sod picked that too. Soddle up picked that too.
Then I'll probably pick, like, obviously the future. Way into the future. Maybe there's flying cars or not.
Hey, man, finally, right?
Like, what is your time increment? Do you want to go like 100, 1,000?
Where are you going? Where are you guys going in the future? Yeah.
I would like to go at least with the technology we have now, and I see, like, we're rapidly growing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a good, like, 2,000 years?
I'm going 500. I don't know where you're going.
Bro,
Raymond's playing it a little bit safer.
Listen.
Hey, 2,000 years, the Earth is not even here no more. Like, you know, probably. Backspace, like, where the hell went?
I go teleport, I'm like, what the hell's Earth?
It's just nothing. You're just floating there. You're like, oh, fuck.
Just Earth rubble.
Fuck, it didn't work. Take me back. And your third one, Jose, where are you going?
Sheesh, let me think. Yo, come on. Maybe the Industrial Revolution. Probably.
He wants to see some shit.
I do.
Yes. I'm curious, man. Hell yeah. Those are good choices, man. That's it. Only 4 questions for you guys. I always like doing that. Those are fun, especially hitting that time travel one after. Always makes everybody think. So, like, what do you guys got next, man? Like, what's coming up? I know throughout this episode, you guys dropped a few things here and there, you know, working on Wolverine some more, doing more Red Hood stuff, maybe bringing back Scorpion, maybe doing some more Mr. Knight. But, like, you know, something that you guys didn't touch on is, like, what do you got going on? I don't think you did, at least. What do you got going on with, like, more maybe DC stuff then? Since we talked about, like, Marvel stuff. Like, what's coming up? Anything that you're working on that you want to say? Or is it something that you only want to reveal a little bit? Like, what's next for you guys in the cosplay world?
So, you kind of mentioned it, right? Mm. Without you knowing you mentioned it.
Oh.
So...
Shit, I even know.
Well, he did. He was like, Red Robin.
Yum, oh. Yum. Oh, you're gonna do it, dude?
Oh, dude, 1,000%. It's been on the work for a year.
Good.
Bro, that's right, one of my so favorite good. Iterations Homie. Of any Robin ever. Like that, but that Tim Drake iteration, bro, that's one of my favorites. Like, I just gotta give a shout out to Season Big Bird as well. He was a previous Cosplay Week and a guest on here. Just a shout out to him because he's one of my all-time favorite Red Robin cosplayers, man. Absolutely awesome, dude.
He's
man.
A great guy, bro. He's a great
you guys,
guy.
You guys have met before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you guys did. Yeah. I thought you guys did. Yeah.
We met him too many times. We met him two times for Costume Con, for Dragon Con last year.
Right, yeah. Dragon Con is what I was thinking of. Yeah. You're going to do it, though, man. Yeah, Red Robin?
I'll send you some stuff on the Lolo.
It's going to be me and him right here in Red Robin Restaurant in the background.
Yo, stop. Yo, you're explaining it. Don't do that. But okay. Well, that's something I want to do. Once I get my Red Robin suit, I want to do a photo shoot at Red Robin.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, dude, do it. Get you do a video. You like ordering a burger or some shit.
We're gonna do a whole video like this.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, bro. You gotta throw the slogan in there somehow, and then tag Red Robin, bro, and end up with a fucking sponsorship, dog.
Yo, baby.
Do the whole thing, and you'd be like, yum, and have everybody do it, so it sounds all like, you know what I mean, like the commercial and shit.
Oh my god.
Exactly, bro. You gotta do it, man. That'd be hilarious, man. Right. I'm looking forward to that. Fuck yeah, man. That's awesome, bro. That's one of my favorite iterations, bro. So definitely tag me in that in case I miss it, man. Raymond, what you got coming up, man? Anything you want to say?
I'm not much of a planner. I take things day by day. So whatever I feel like doing, I go for it, you know?
Yeah.
Negative. Stay on the Batman. We got time to tell the police story?
Tell it, bro. Tell it. You got a story? Bro, tell it.
So in the beginning of my Red Hood career, right, I wanted to shoot in Manhattan because, you know, I want to do my first photo shoot. So I hired somebody to do the photo shoot. I think it's, I'm trying to remember his.
Jose.
I'm so bad. Is it?
Jose
Escarita. There we go. Mm-hmm. And so we shot in Lower Manhattan and everything's good. We went to this, you know, not permitted area.
Yeah.
They were still doing construction in there. So we went inside. Next thing you know, I seen like 4 or 5 police cars to show up. Jose's holding Jose in the background. I'm like, bro. And so the cop came out of his car, knocked on the fence, like, hey, come out. Mm. And bro, let me tell you, man, I'm in full-blown Red Hood cosplay.
You guys got the guns and everything, or what?
I have the fake rifle. I have the two fake handguns in my poster. And the guy was like, he's holding his gun. He's like, are those real? And I was like, no, they're props, I promise.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, don't reach for them. We'll check them out. And I was like, okay. I got my hands up and everything.
Damn, they actually came up on you like that?
Yeah, they grabbed my rifle. The rifle is 3D printed. So they're looking at us like, oh man, you can do this with 3D printers now? It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah. And then they took my my prop gun from a holster and they checked it out. It's like, it's the BB gun that's been modified. It doesn't work, you know? And so I explained to them. And then they explained to me like how some lady called the cops because some dude in like with a big red helmet and a rifle just walking around fucking And I'm like, damn. I was a little scared, but I was like, they ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
No. There's more to this story he's not telling. So, the cops are asking, what is this for? Yo, Raymond pulled out some random ass magazine from his ass. He said, oh, it's from something magazine.
It's for a magazine.
Right? And then, when they wanted to get his other gun, Raymond was putting his hand out to reach it to help them.
Don't reach, bro. Don't reach. Yeah.
Yo, Raymond started shitting bricks when they yelled at him, hey, don't reach. Yo,
Don't reach. Don't move, man. Man, you guys have been awesome. This has been a great time, dude. Can't wait to have you guys back. Before we get out of here, I want to give the floor to you guys to say whatever it is that you want to say, plug whatever you want to plug, and tell people where they can find you, man. Whoever wants to go first.
Cosplay is for fun. Don't take it too seriously, you know? Unless you're doing a competition, then do what you got to do. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. That's pretty much my two platforms at the moment at RLH_NYC.
Yeah, man.
This guy's like something... You see it on my Instagram. Don't worry about them.
Okay. So I'll put myself. Okay, what's up, guys? Oh, it's me. I got nothing to say. You know what? I do. I want to watch some more anime cosplays soon in the future. I got two coming, so.
Get it in, man. Get it in. Where can they find you, bro?
Oh, they can find me at JOSE_JC007.
You guys go follow them, man. These guys are absolutely awesome, man. They've both been cosplays of the week. Now they got the guest title as well. Gonna have them back a second time. We'll make something happen. Ooh. I appreciate you guys, man. To everybody tuning in, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button that says subscribe, and you go, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for watching and listening on Spotify, as videos are available on Spotify as well. When you follow and you rate and you do all those beautiful things that you do, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateschazzy on Instagram. That is my personal, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. I don't even remember what side it's on. It's on this side, it's on that side. Who knows? The links are all in the description down below. You can click them, you can go, and you can follow them, and you can do all that good stuff. And if you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. For me, for Raymond, for Jose, we... and my long hair, because I'm growing it out and I don't know what to do with it, are out of here.
Yo, bitch.